Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a question that I know a lot of Sarasota homeowners are wrestling with right now. Should you list your home in August, or should you wait until the season really kicks in? David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, this is such a timely question because August is this weird in-between month for Sarasota. Most people think, oh, it's summer, it's hot, nobody's buying. But the reality is way more nuanced than that.
Okay, so break that down for me. Because I think a lot of people just assume, you know, August equals crickets in the real estate market. What's actually happening?
So here's the thing. August inventory in Sarasota is typically lighter. A lot of sellers are waiting for that November, December, January rush when all the snowbirds come down and the market heats up. But that's actually what creates an opportunity. If you list in August, you're facing less competition. Your home gets more attention from the buyers who are actually actively looking right now.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So it's like fewer listings means your property stands out more. But I'm curious, who is actually buying in August? Like, is it just locals or are there other groups?
Great question. You've got a mix. You've got locals who are upgrading or downsizing year-round. You've got investors who are always hunting for deals. You've got people relocating for jobs who can't wait until season. And honestly, you've got some savvy buyers who know that August is when they can negotiate better because sellers are fewer and farther between. Plus, if someone's looking in August, they're usually pretty motivated.
That's really interesting. So motivated buyers in a low inventory environment, that could actually work in a seller's favor. But let me ask you this. Are there downsides to listing in August? Like, what are the trade-offs?
Yeah, absolutely. The big one is weather. August is hot and humid in Sarasota. Open houses can be brutal. People don't want to be out looking at homes when it's 95 degrees and you can barely breathe. That can suppress foot traffic. And then there's the psychological thing. People associate August with summer ending, back to school, vacation season wrapping up. Their heads aren't necessarily in the real estate game yet. So while you get less competition, you also get fewer eyeballs overall.
Right. So it's a trade-off between less competition and less buyer activity. What about pricing? Does listing in August affect what you can actually get for your home?
That depends on your specific situation. If you're in a premium neighborhood, say somewhere like Laurel Park, Golden Gate Point, or the Rosemary District, your home has inherent appeal year-round. Those locations command a premium because of the lifestyle and the community vibe, regardless of season. But if you're in a more general market area, August pricing can be slightly softer. However, here's the flip side. If you wait until November or December, yes, you might get more buyer interest, but you're also competing with dozens of other listings. The price appreciation you might gain from season demand could be offset by that increased competition.
That's a really smart way to think about it. So it's not just about the season. It's about supply and demand dynamics and where your property sits in the market. Now, I know you've got expertise in luxury properties too. Does this August versus season question play out differently for homes above $1 million?
Absolutely. Luxury buyers operate on a different timeline. They're not necessarily bound by season. A lot of them are international or relocating for significant reasons: business, lifestyle, investment. They're looking year-round, and August doesn't faze them. In fact, some luxury buyers prefer August because they can tour homes without crowds, get personalized attention, and negotiate with less competition. So if you're selling a luxury property, August can actually be a really smart move.
Wow. Okay. So the playbook is really different depending on what segment of the market you're in. Before we wrap up, what would you say to someone who's on the fence right now? Like, what's the real deciding factor?
I'd say this. If you need to sell, don't let the calendar make the decision for you. If your home is in great shape, well-priced, and marketed properly, it'll sell in August just as well as it will in December. What matters more is your individual timeline and goals. Are you relocating for a job? Do you need liquidity? Then list now. Are you flexible and willing to wait for maximum market exposure? Then maybe waiting makes sense. But don't just assume August is a bad time. It can actually be your competitive advantage.
I love that perspective. It's really about your personal situation, not just the calendar. David, this was super helpful. For folks who want to dig deeper into Sarasota market strategy, whether it's about timing, pricing, or understanding neighborhoods like we talked about, we've got some great resources linked in the show notes. David, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to talk Sarasota real estate.